The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Nate to cargo, prep for offload. Kate Hawk to cargo. So what's your plan of action?
I have a package to deliver.
Ah, I see you have some of Bella's famous candy.
Robert.
Sir.
Grab your pad and bring it to the STIP. Homeland wants the STIP decommissioned, and they are insisting that their people strip it.
So, you think something is hidden here?
It's the only thing that makes any sense.
I don't know what you expect to find. There's nothing but this little piece of plastic.
That is old. Old spy technology called microfilm.
You are the Earth human here to see your father? And you expect to do all that with a tin badge?
You'd better be careful there, big guy. Sheen is watching.
We have a guard ahead. He's not on my payroll. We'll see how good you can act now.
I'm sorry, Agent. Without the proper paperwork, I can't let you in.
Then I suggest you personally contact the controller.
Katie?
Oh, Dad. And now, episode 39, Escape.
Katie, my God, what? How?
I don't have a lot of time to explain now, Daddy.
That's right, because you've got to get out of here and don't even think about coming back.
Daddy!
I'm serious, Katie. You need to get out of here. It's not safe for you or for me.
I can take care of myself.
The badge. You're an IDF agent?
A couple of weeks ago, I investigated what was supposed to be a prank, but it wasn't. I found your old STIP.
The Nazi. So he actually survived?
Yes, and how and why he landed there in your STIP is something we'll talk about later. But when I examined it, the door opened for me because I had enough DNA markers to activate it. I went inside and heard a voice.
Let me guess. The controller.
I thought the whole thing was a big hoax until he showed me Long Wharf, then came into the STIP. I spent the next few weeks with my partner trying to solve three cases, all involving the IDF.
Your partner, Barnes?
Yeah, Barnes. I'd hide everything from him. But then he got shot and could only be saved by the others. Now he's at Boldabar for rehab.
And you?
I'm there too, for training.
Well, ain't this a fine pickle?
Not only am I training for the IDF, I've been assigned to the Immigration Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, no.
I'm working for Wagner, the lead prosecutor in your case.
What does this all mean, Mr. Pierman?
It means, Mr. Derek, that you just exceeded your security clearance. This is intel high above secret. It's more like eyes-only material.
I can assure you I don't see a thing.
Keep it that way. Horace, it appears, was writing and documenting a safety net in case something went wrong.
So he wasn't a traitor after all?
Certainly not. He's quite the hero, actually. But there are some very disconcerting things in here. Things I was not aware of.
Some? Things.
As Horace Hawk's handler, I was responsible for his training and following his assignments. Some of the things in this report I was aware of, and some I was not. It's the ones that I was not aware of that has me worried.
What is it that worries you?
For your own good, Robert, this is where you stop asking questions I shouldn't answer. At this point, the less you know, the better. Can you copy everything on this disk?
Done. I copied the information to this thumb drive.
Good. Put everything back as we found it, and button up the panel. You were gloved the whole time.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. I'll arrange for Wagner's crew to pick up the STIP.
Sir, are we just going to let him destroy a perfectly good portal transport?
Right now, I'm thinking of other options. Just put everything back the way we found it.
I can have it ready in about 20 minutes.
Good. Hopefully Wagner won't suspect anything.
Hey, I've got a shuttle lined up for the space station. From there, I'm going to take a fighter to Latumas.
Are you serious? I told you, Kate will be back by 6 p.m. tomorrow, and we can sort it all out then.
Things have gotten a little complicated.
Well, uncomplicate them. Tell me, what's really going on? And don't give me a bunch of bovine scat about being here to evaluate the core curriculum. You tell me what's going on now.
Hey, we've got a really serious problem on our hand.
What?
An emergency directive just came in from Pierman.
What kind of directive?
It concerns Kate.
Kate? I thought she was under the direct supervision of this Wagner guy.
She is. Evidently, Wagner's ordered the scrapping of the Roosevelt. Pierman grew suspicious and did a thorough search of the unit and found an old microdot from Horace.
A microdot? You're kidding me. That's like old school Cold War stuff.
Think about it. That was Horace Hawk's world. It makes sense he'd use that technology.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with Kate?
It's the reason her dad is in prison. She could be putting him and her in danger.
I can't believe we're working for the same director. This couldn't get any worse.
What are you not telling me?
Katie, Wagner put me in here not as a lead prosecutor, but as an assignment. I'm an undercover agent sent here to root out corruption in the prison system.
Then all of this traitor stuff was a cover?
Yes.
And the whole Ray thing?
Part of my cover.
In God's name, how long are you supposed to be here undercover?
That's the part that has me worried and why I think you're in danger. I sent my report a month ago. I should have been pulled out by now.
Who is this Lister you mentioned?
A rogue controller from the Tau Ceti system. It's a little over 11 light years from us.
So this Lister guy, he broke away from the IDF?
Yes, and he took a few planets with him. We've suspected for a while that he's the driving force behind Rage. I've heard his name dropped a few times. His number two is here as a prisoner.
What about Von Longer? They said you assisted in his escape.
Yeah, by unwittingly donating some epithelial cells and DNA from my toothbrush. Now I have the sinking feeling that I was being set up. His escape was too easy. He had to have had inside help. And then, to make it back to our dimension and steal the Roosevelt meant that he had to have had outside help, too. I think the Jabotin more or less escorted him and his cellmate out of here. His cellmate didn't make it.
Von Longer shoved him through a Hef.
Listen to you! Hef. Yeah, nothing will ruin your day more than strolling through a hyper-energy force field. There's corruption all throughout this prison. How did you get in here?
A freight cargo captain arranged a bribe for me.
That wouldn't have been Rogers now, would it?
Yeah. He said that one of the guards would get me in. I let this badge do the talking. How do you know Rogers?
He's my informant, or at least he was.
Rick Rogers is your snitch? As much as he was bad-mouthing the IDF, he was getting his palms greased by them.
As far as I know, he only reported to me. After I came here, I had to use the Jabotin guard, probably the same guy you use.
You said you sent your report a month ago. What was it?
There's obviously corruption here, but it goes much higher than prison officials. I think it goes high into the IDF command.
Well, Daddy, it's obvious that if that's the case, that someone higher up got a hold of that report and arranged to have you rot in here.
I thought the same thing. But the only person who could read it was Wagner. The report was encrypted. So even if it fell into the wrong hands, Wagner was the only person with the code.
It's starting to make sense. Every time I brought up trying to see you, he threw a monkey wrench into the works. When I got hold of your files, they were blacked out. Then Wagner had them destroyed. I think he's hiding something.
Listen, Katie, if it's Wagner, I'm never getting out of here, and you're in danger if you stay here any longer. You need to go.
What? Leave you here? I don't think so.
You said the Jubatin escorted you in here. Where is he now?
A passenger on the ship gave me a medallion to give to her brother. I take it she's wanted also. She said she really wouldn't be welcomed here.
You smuggled contraband in here?
Yeah, and I'd do it again if it meant getting to you.
Mr. Pierman, she's ready. Everything is back the way it was.
Excellent. Prepare for transport.
Sir?
You don't think I'm going to let Wagner destroy it, do you? I convinced the controller that the case against Von Longer, Parks, and Harris was closed and that the STIP was no longer required for the investigation. I also told him that Homeland wanted to decommission the STIP. He agreed that it still has a purpose.
Director Wagner is going to be pretty upset.
Wagner has no idea how close the controller and I are. He won't know that the directive came from me. The controller will invite Wagner to the STIP headquarters and allow him full access to the Roosevelt. Hopefully, he'll discover the microdot and feel secure that no one saw it. Maybe then he won't be desperate to destroy it.
You know, all this means that the director knew that Agent Hawk knew something, and that maybe he had suspicions about the director.
Agreed, and I believe that it will be my mission to find out exactly what the director is hiding.
Agent Nelson, Agent Barnes, welcome aboard.
Were you able to send the message to the Mercury?
Roger that. It should arrive within the next 5 minutes. But you know he doesn't have warp comm ability on his vessel.
If I remember, it's about a 7.5-hour delay in signal coming back. We'll just have to go in there blind and hope that he gets our message.
We've scrambled an A-team of Marines. We'll be going there in a bat.
Wait, a bat? Please don't tell me his co-pilot's name is Robin.
No, it's Quinn. Why?
Jim, a bat is a battle armor troop transport. It's the space version of an armored personnel carrier, but loaded for bear.
Robins? Bears? You guys aren't making much sense.
We'll have an alpha team with us, 12 seasoned space marines. And no, none of them are named Nukem, but they do have some big freaking guns.
They'll be docking very shortly. Follow me to the armory for a loadout. Even though you guys are qualified, when the team gets here, you do exactly as they say. As far as they're concerned, you guys are civilians and their responsibility.
That guard is responsible for you. There's no way he should leave you.
He told me he'd return in a few minutes, after he delivered the medallion to Bella's brother. Besides, there's a guard right outside the door here.
That's not protocol. A guard is supposed to be in here or standing right outside the door.
There was another guard. I had to bluff my way past him. He should be right out. Oh. Oh my God. There's blood everywhere.
His gut's been ripped open. That's a typical Jubatan evisceration.
What's that mean?
Cell blocks and doors are being opened. Something's terribly wrong. They don't open this time of day. The prisoners are being let out. Oh my God, it has to be Wi-Fi, Katie. The medallion you gave the Jubatan, it was for Wi-Fi.
I don't understand.
No time to explain. We've got to get out of here. Run!
The Hef, Daddy. We'll never get past the Hef.
Just run! It's off. The Hef is off. Where's the Mercury?
Out. To the right on the tarmac.
Captain, something's happening. All Krull just broke loose from the prison.
Copy that. We've got two runners heading our way. Looks like Kate sprung her old man. Drop the rear ramp.
Aye, Captain.
Sheena, emergency start. Stand by for full throttle emergency departure.
Yes, sir.
The ramp's dropping. Hurry!
They're in, Captain. Ramp going up.
All passengers secure for full power departure.
Both of you, into these jump seats.
Captain, all clear for launch. All passengers accounted for.
Copy that. Latumis, this is Mercury requesting immediate departure clearance.
Negative, Mercury. Hold your current position.
Roger, understand. Move into position.
Negative, Mercury. You're not cleared to depart.
Latumis, you're breaking up. Understand I am cleared to depart.
That's a negative, Mercury. Return to parking. We have an on-site emergency. Return to parking.
Mercury departing as cleared. Have a good day.
Make sure you're strapped in tight. At full burn, you're going to experience about 4 G's maximum thrust.
Great. I'm going to weigh 600 pounds. Just what every girl wants to hear.
Sir, 30 seconds to orbital escape.
Copy, 30 seconds, 14,500 knots. Trajectory good, standby for MECO.
Standing by for main engine cutoff. All systems green. Altitude 150,000. Launch vector is on the ball.
17,000 knots, escape velocity reached.
Sir, radar contact. Multiple targets at 300 nautical miles. They appear to be setting up for re-entry.
Great, just what we need. Can you ID the craft?
Scanning.
Main engine cutoff.
Main engine cutoff. Bogies identified. They're rage fighters. At least 3 of them.
Rebel fighters, now ain't that just sweet?
Captain, incoming message from Agent Nelson of the IDF.
Mercury, code red. You need to evacuate Latumis with all crew members and passengers immediately. You are in an imminent danger. I repeat, imminent danger.
Yeah, thanks for the warning, pal.
Is the fate of the Mercury and its crew and passengers looming below? Will they be able to escape? Will Nelson, Jim, and the Marines get there in time? Find out in the next episode of the Huck Chronicles, Fox and Hounds.